She can never be without him, but as long as he's with me, that's what it is gonna be. Oh, that bitch, your ex for a reason. So it was tortuous, wasn't it? So your ex is your ex for a reason, and the reason is always, in every case, that you liked and loved them enough to be together, in most cases, to be together and, you know, have sex. That's how much you liked them. So your ex must be great, yeah? If you went out and had sex, you must have liked them or loved them once, so they must, you know, in this sea of people, this ocean of people that are wrong for you, they must be close to being the person that was right for you. You know, but I get it. It didn't work out. But I hope you're not losing sight of the fact that your ex was your ex for a reason. Because they were great for many reasons. They ticked many boxes. They were a good percentage of what you were looking for in a partner. That's the reason why they are your ex, because you liked or loved them. But let's face it, you know, they could have been 90% of what you were looking for. You know, that 90-10 rule comes into play, doesn't it? You know, where you split up with someone else might give you the 10% that you were looking for in your ex, so you jump to them, don't you? You jump to them because, you know, I don't know, they do that little bit extra. They tie you up, don't they? Or, you know, whatever you're looking for, they walk you around your bedroom like a dog. But actually, they aren't better than your ex at all. They just give you that additional 10% without most of the 90%, you know. And they're your ex for a reason, they allow you to move on with someone else that aren't actually giving you the 90% of what you've had, because you've had that. I can do without that for a few years, you say. I can do without the caring, the money, the traveling the world, because this person, wow, they tie me up and they walk me around barking like a dog. And then that's not good enough for you anymore, surprisingly. And then they become your ex for a reason. And the reason they're your ex is because they're into, you know, kinky, submissive, subdom shit. And they filled that hole for a few years. And now you're going to be with someone else. Because here's the deal. The 90-10 rule is one I picked up from psychology as well. 10% of life is made up of what happens to you. 90% of life is decided by how you react. The reason that most, if not all, relationships break down is not what the other person does, it's how you react to what they're doing. So the reason that anyone is your ex is, in the main, it's not their fault. It's your fault for reacting the way that you did. So they were, what, boring, were they? They were boring. Everyone becomes boring eventually. They treated you like shit, did they? Or maybe you needed to talk more, sort things out. Oh, they stank, did they? That's a reason someone gave me for splitting up with someone. Oh, Nathan, he stank. He always stank. There's not a reason to have an ex, particularly divorce when you've got kids. Just ask them to wash. Ask them to wash and use deodorant. And you may think that what I'm saying is nonsense. What is the point of saying all this, Nathan? Well, all I'm saying is, in a roundabout way, is that the girl who dumped me at university, who I really liked, well, you went off with someone else, and you looked happy at the time, but you definitely won't be. You're not 100% happy. No one ever is 100% happy. You know, and I've spent 25 years thinking that I did something wrong back then. But it was your reaction. It was your reaction. It wasn't anything that I did. The problem was with you, not me. Because I've come to realise I'm 100% amazing. Thank God I finally realised this. I'm 100% amazing. You'd love me to be your ex. I hope you do. Because I'm an amazing ex. As an ex, I am 100%. As an ex, I am 100% there for you. Always and forever.